On Call with the Prairie Doc is on SDPB TV Thursday nights at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. That's right before South Dakota Focus. And tonight, Dr. Deb Johnston hosts, and the show is about memory. Dr. Johnston is with us now for a look into the show. Welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what people can look forward to tonight on the program. Who are your guests, and what's the scope of things you're going to cover?
You know, I'm actually extremely excited about this show. I think this is such an important issue. It's something that hits really close to home to an awful lot of families. Memory loss and dementia is just a very common problem, especially as our loved ones age, and has such a huge impact on their quality of life and on our own responsibilities for our aging relatives and loved ones. So I think this is going to be a very, very valuable show. And we have Dr. David Schlegel. He is a psychiatrist with kind of a special emphasis on the elderly and memory issues from Sioux Falls. And we have Dr. Matthew Simmons, who is a neurologist from Rapid City. So we're going to have a really nice breadth of perspectives from psychiatry, neurology, primary care with myself. And I think it's going to be a really good show. I can't wait to hear what our listeners want to hear about and know more about.
One of the questions that I want to start with today for our time together is this idea of inevitability. Is a certain amount of memory loss or dementia inevitable as we age?
No. You know, we used to consider memory loss kind of a part of normal aging. And certainly it's true that we all experience changes in our minds and our bodies as we get older. But dementia is a more significant problem, and while it is very common as people get older, it is not inevitable, which brings up the second and really important question, you know, what can we do to prevent it? And, you know, we don't have a lot of good tools, a lot of effective tools for that right now. We have, you know, controlling your blood pressure and controlling your blood sugar and trying to reduce the risk factors for particularly vascular stroke associated with dementia. But our fundamental treatment, our fundamental prevention step at this point in time is just leading a healthy lifestyle, keeping your body active, eating right. Your last guest, that was such an important topic, you know, doing what you can to control your chronic diseases and keeping your brain active is our best way that we have so far, at least, to help stave off dementia.
And the world is not necessarily set up to help us do that. It seems.
No.
Although there's lots of, there's areas that are. I mean, there's devices and apps and books and educational programs, but culturally it just seems like it's a,
yes.
You know,
yes.
There's lots of opportunities to miss the boat.
Yes, that is so very, very true. And that's even true when we're not in the middle of a pandemic, when all of our options are more restricted. So it is difficult, but it is worth the effort.
Yeah. All right. For people who have had some kind of injury, concussions, you know, they played sports or they got in a bike accident sometime, do you need, and you haven't had problems as a young person, do you need to be aware of some of those incidents or traumas that have happened as you get older?
You know, I think we all need to be aware of all the different things that can affect our brains in terms of our history. We think more about chronic repetitive brain injury. So the football players or the boxers that get repetitive trauma to the head rather than just a single episode. So it certainly is an important part of your history. But, you know, if you fell out of a tree when you were 7 and got a concussion, I wouldn't be overly concerned about that impacting your future. It'll be a really interesting thing to see if the neurologist disagrees with me. So stay tuned.
Yeah. If nothing else, it's good to, because as we talk about, you know, our parents or our elders, we might not know those stories of what,
absolutely,
you know, what happened in their lives, the ice skating accident or the hunting accident or or what have you.
Yes.
Yeah, worth at least keeping track of some of those life stories as well. Yeah.
Stories, absolutely. And that's true even for non-injuries, but for your own medical history, you know, once mom and dad are gone and that generation is gone, there's really no one to fill you in on those medical stories, in addition to just the, you know, the natural human curiosity about who we are and where we came from and the stories of our ancestors.
How about the impact of chronic stress on a memory, on dementia, people who are already having a problem, and then there's, you know, isolation or a disruption in routine. You know, how much can stress impact memory and cognitive function from your perspective as a family doctor?
You know, I will frequently see people that are having trouble, you know, keeping track of things, keeping organized. And, you know, sometimes it is just the amount of stress that they're under. And certainly the less you have to work with in the first place, the harder it is when you increase the demands there. So, that is something that we all need to be aware of, especially right now. You're not going to be functioning at your best when your stress level is high. So those regular stress management things, I love to recommend exercise because it's good for us on so many levels, but it is an extremely helpful form of stress relief. But even things like meditation and making sure you're getting enough sleep and having, you know, good support, conversations with people that you love and people that love you to just help you manage that stress will help your brain work better in the moment. And no matter how much you've got available to you, that's important.
Yeah. Any final thoughts here? I'm also wondering about supplements or vitamins, or are there things that people take that are supposed to help with long-term memory and cognitive function, or are those just things that make us sort of feel better, the placebo effect of vitamins? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, generally, I think that's a placebo effect, something that we do hoping it will help. The data is pretty disappointing about most of those supplements and antioxidants and those kinds of things that we want to take. Obviously, we all need to eat a healthy diet. I generally think a multivitamin is a pretty decent insurance policy. But for most of us, for most of those supplements, they're just not gonna be all that helpful for us. So,
Yeah.
you know, you can save yourself a lot of money by avoiding a lot of those things.
Maybe the exercise is a better area to focus on than necessarily finding the next magic pill, as it were. I think Dr. Holm would have something to say about
Yes,
that, wouldn't he?
I think that's very true. That's very true. You know, Dr. Holm always used to call exercise the fountain of youth, and you know, I think that that is probably not an overstatement. It is really an important thing for all of us in so many ways.
All right, tonight's program
So
all
you're
about, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say your very best step is to eat right in the first place, exercise regularly, and stay active, keep your brain active.
All right, Dr. Deb Johnston, we'll tune in tonight for more. Thank you so much.
Thank you.